Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Cape Wind Project took center stage during a debate yesterday among Massachusetts' four gubernatorial candidates. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, the issue highlights stark differences in the candidates' approaches to energy and the state's role in promoting a green future.
Governor Deval Patrick is the only candidate who backs the proposed Cape Wind development as is. He supported it through many rounds of state and federal reviews.
It's good for us from an environmental point of view, from an energy point of view, from an economic point of view, and from a symbolic point of view.
The governor says Cape Wind is emissions-free local power that is reasonably priced, would create jobs, would protect the state from swings in world natural gas prices, and would put Massachusetts out front in the emerging wind industry.
We need to get serious about climate change and not just talking about it and wringing our hands about it, but taking some steps that are tangible.
The governor stands alone on this issue. Even Green Rainbow nominee Jill Stein says building Cape Wind's 130 wind turbines under the proposed contract is a bad idea.
As Cape Wind comes to us today, it's clearly not delivering the most green energy for every dollar invested. And it's asking for an enormous investment, probably $2.5 billion, that will mostly come from ratepayers.
Treasurer Tim Cahill, who is running as an independent, agrees the contract is flawed. But unlike Stein, who would rewrite the deal, Cahill rejects Cape Wind outright because he says the power it generates would be too expensive as compared to other sources.
Clearly, this is not the right path to bring energy independence to the state. We should look at the alternatives such as nuclear and natural gas and others to supplement that process.
Republican Charlie Baker also rejects Cape Wind. Baker says the project is a bad idea because it is a risky investment, because the terms of the deal with Cape Wind's owners are murky, and because it would raise electricity rates that are already too high in the Commonwealth.
As I travel around the state and talk to business after business after business about the high cost of doing business in Massachusetts, I can't possibly on an issue like this come down on the side of going forward.
Cape Wind will sell electricity for 18.7 cents a kilowatt hour in the first year. Baker says that's higher than the peak wholesale rate for at least the last decade. The price of Cape Wind power, which will rise over the life of the contract, would be factored in with other lower-cost energy, so the actual increase in your bill and mine would be significantly lower. Still, several candidates suggested that Governor Patrick has moved too quickly on Cape Wind while overlooking other new energy sources. Patrick shook his head.
It's amazing that only in Massachusetts can we say that a project that has taken 10 years to get from concept to final approval is hasty. It's been through 17 different legislative 17 different legislative or agency reviews. It's had thousands and thousands of documents submitted and reviewed. Look, it's not the solution.
The candidates also disagreed about whether the state should intervene in or stay out of the energy sector. Cahill says government policies that promote renewable energy are misguided.
I don't think we need to subsidize. I think we have to get out of the subsidy and the tax credit business, lower taxes across the board, and let the private sector pick the winners and losers rather than government.
But Patrick says new energy facilities need government support to compete with existing plants. Stein points out that many government policies already offset the cost of using oil and gas. The debate occasionally veered away from energy and into politics. Here's Charlie Baker's question to Governor Patrick.
2 weeks ago, you made a big deal about how you weren't going to be party to no-bid contracts in the context of licensing slot machines at the racetracks. How can you defend Cape Wind, the biggest no-bid contract in the history of the Commonwealth, while you're opposing other issues because they're no-bid contracts?
Patrick says Cape Wind followed the same rules as any other group that proposed building a new energy facility.
What has also happened in the course of Cape Wind is that a whole new rate structure has been invented. So I think it is hardly comparable to talk about no-bid deals for racetrack owners and treating this power generation project like every other power generation project has been treated.
The Department of Public Utilities is reviewing the Cape Wind contract. A decision is expected this fall, while Patrick is still in office. His opponents say they would chart a different course for the state, even if Cape Wind is approved. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
During the debate, the candidates were also asked, do you believe that global warming is caused by people? Here are the answers given by Tim Cahill, Deval Patrick, Charlie Baker, and Jill Stein.
Not all of it. Partially, but not all of it.
Most of it.
Partially, not all of it.
Virtually all of it.
You didn't let anybody down on that one. Yeah.
You can hear the entire debate at our website, wbur.org.